This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Zinging into another week. And the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, that's our job here in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my DJV colleagues Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Tara Schillen is here. She's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We do the program. One of the sidelights of discussion on talk radio this week has been how many hosts are doing the programs from their homes. Well, we are the leaders in that. I've been doing my program for 30, the Good Morning, well, the old Good Day programs, all the morning shows that I've done that were syndicated started 32 years ago, and I was the first one to do them remotely, and now we have all the ladies who are on the program with me, and that's all done remotely, so we know how this is done, and a lot of people are finding out that it's not as easy as it seems. I was listening to KFI, Jennifer, and the midday hosts were trying to figure out how to work with each other when they can't see each other. And that is, that's part, yeah, it's part of the whole thing of getting it through. So anyway, that's part of the discussion this week, but certainly not the main part of it, but it is how we are working. I'm going to go through the stories and the people list, and we'll talk about them. We'll take them apart little by little. There's probably not too much that you don't know. We'll add some nuance to some of the issues that hopefully will bring you into a different place, maybe updating you on some of the things that are important or maybe things that you haven't heard. Story list starts at number 10. Again, this is research done by Talkers Magazine, listening to a lot of talk radio programs, hosts, consulting with them, talk radio stations. I don't understand where number 10 comes from because I haven't heard, and it's not a criticism. I just have heard nobody talk about the Great Barrier Reef and the bleaching that's going on there. I'm sorry, I just haven't.
I mean, that's certainly been a topic over the last, you know, year or so.
Yeah, it's been around.
But I just haven't heard of it about it this week.
No. All right, so number nine, the number of celebrities who have the coronavirus, who's around, who's passed, who's up, who's down. Number eight, excuse me, the Defense Production Act. We'll talk about that and give you some specifics. Increase in scams. Wow, you're not kidding. Number seven, foreign affairs, the China relationship, that sort of thing. You ladies, take the list with you. I'm going to have to cough. Victoria, Jennifer.
Aw.
Aw.
Like, he's got the coughs. I don't actually have the list in front of me, Victoria, but I...
Where did we leave off? Let's see. What did we get to? Oh, the increase in scams is number seven. Number six, foreign affairs.
Sure.
Yeah. U.S.-China relations, not great. Number five, social distancing and cultural changes. Huge. That should probably be a little further up the notch, I think. Number four, presidential race, which we haven't really heard much about. Number
but
three,
those weird shadow
system.
Briefings from Joe Biden have started this week. He's started trying to do a little media.
He's got his home studio, I guess, now.
Yeah, right? I think people are criticizing him for disappearing through at least the initial part of this.
Not great when the first video comes that I saw him do and he's coughing. So, I don't know. Yeah, I hope he's well.
And, by the way, coughing in his hand. Jake Tapper yelled at him for coughing in his hand.
Yeah. Number three, healthcare system. Number two, the stimulus deal in the financial markets. Huge, huge story. Huge. And number one, the economy versus lives issue.
All right, good job. The people list. James Dyson. He's the guy that makes that's the Dyson vacuum cleaners they're making.
Dyson vacuums, yeah.
But they're now making,
That's a crazy
masks.
Good story. Yeah. I don't know if we actually talked about it on the DJV show this week, but that is a really great story, how quickly they were able to develop their own ventilator. And now in Europe, I think
Boris
Johnson's
bought
15,000 of them or something.
Yeah, when you look at how some of the hygienic aspects of the new vacuum cleaners, they have these, you know, really, so you don't get the pollution, you're not breathing it while you're vacuuming your house. They have these very good, the same as the airplanes and the new cars too, as far as that's concerned. They all have these devices
filters,
clean the air very well. So that's...
I'm encouraged. This is a tough time for everybody, of course. We're all changing our way of life. But I'm encouraged by how many companies have really stepped up. And we're hearing more and more great stories about people who are using their technology. Or, for instance, like Joann's Fabrics was handing out materials. You can start to sew your own masks and gowns to donate for people, which
that's what we're doing on the farm. We're making our own.
Yeah,
get the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you can make your own. Then there was a story about Harbor Freight donating all of their supplies, personal protection equipment, to local hospitals in the communities that they serve. So there's just a lot of great examples of people coming together, and I think we should focus on that because it's really easy to just get isolated and lonely
Even Pornhub donated 50,000 masks along with a free premium subscription for first responders.
Nice.
So,
there you go. Just for first responders? You mean they're only going to get the deal?
I think the free premium subscription,
asking.
Yes.
I'm asking. Come on.
It's okay. I'm pretty sure Ruth has even weighed in on this, too.
I'm pretty sure you can still see plenty on the website without having a premium subscription. So,
what's Dr. Ruth saying?
She's saying that if you're single, which a lot of people are in isolation and they're single, she said that she just warns that people need to be a little bit careful with cyber sex. So.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently she is saying, just be careful, I guess, maybe of not getting addicted to it.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess, she said, hey, by all means, go for it, but, just be very careful.
All right, now,
you guys
as long
hear
as
me silently cracking up in the background?
Because Kara's our single lady here. And
yeah. Okay, cyber sex. Next, I want to spend a minute, as long as we're talking about companies that are developing masks and some of the things, the devices that we use to keep the air clean. One of the sponsors of this program is MyPillow. Most of you are familiar now because they've done heavy advertising the last couple of years. So when it comes to how they're running the factory, Mike Lindell decided to stop all production of MyPillow and all the other things that they make in the factory. And the production has been turned over to make masks for hospitals. If you didn't know that, that's what they've done. And again, we're sort of making reference to all these other people, these other companies that are doing the same thing, whether it's the hypoallergenic masks or it's the filters, whatever it is, lots of people are going, as they well should, over the line to help out the cause. By the way, at MyPillow, they want to help you get the best rest of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time for an upgrade, whether it's pillows. I've been talking this week about washing my pillows, drying them. That's what you do. My pillow is the only pillow in existence that you can wash and dry. The premium My Pillows are part of the BOGO sale. Everything at the site is on sale. Buy one, get one free. And that includes certainly the pillows, the Suprema My Pillows, Giza sheets, the towels, the roll-and-go pillows, duvet covers, Giza, all the stuff, the pillows, the neck pillows, actually. Those are kind of cool. You can get them all at half price. Go to Radio Listener Specials. That's the page at MyPillow.com where you can use the promo code DJV, and then you can check out as much as you want. And by the way, they'll help you finance. If you owe her $200 with your order, you can pay for it over time. And when you order, you get a copy of Mike's book. And when you do that, your entire MyPillow order ships free. Plus, you get a $25 gift certificate for your next purchase. Mike's book is a story of his life, how he went from rags to riches. Don't miss this opportunity to buy one and get one free on all the things in the MyPillow catalog. The BOGO sale, use the promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
All right, moving along now with our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the last week of March, last full week of March 2020. I just wanted to expound a little on Dyson, James Dyson, and the ventilator, and what a good idea this is and how well-founded this guy's company has been building lots of great devices for a long time. This is not an ad for them, but I think it does tell you what American ingenuity is all about, or ingenuity around the world, wherever it is. The company makes hand dryers and vacuum cleaners. And this is the kind of stuff that you may not have heard this week. So touting Dyson. And, yeah, there's a chuckle about Pornhub donating 50,000 masks to the first responders in New York. And they also get a free use of their website for the, what is it, duration of the pandemic?
I guess so.
free. Whatever it is, help yourself. So that's Local 94 in New York. Firefighters, if you're wondering, help yourself. Other names on the people list here. Did we do Tom Hanks? Or we didn't get beyond Dyson,
no.
Did we?
No.
Tom Hanks and the others. Well, the celebrities, it's worth a moment or two because of the celebrities who have the coronavirus, like Hanks and the Prince and Idris Elba. The passing of Mr. Is it Blum? Is that how you pronounce the name? Blum?
I thought it was Bloom, but...
Bloom, I think it may be, yeah. Yeah, well-known character actor has died. And I don't know whether he was a smoker or not. I didn't get from the story whether that's what to kill him, he was compromised, but obviously at 69, he's pretty young. Number 8 on the people list is the premier or president of China, Xi. I don't respect
Xi
him.
Xi Jinping.
I don't care whether I pronounce his name right or not. let's see. Number 7, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. Isn't that, he's the guy from...
President of Mexico.
Yeah, okay.
Don't ask Amy Klobuchar, but yeah.
I know.
Right.
She's worried about it. Her husband has the coronavirus.
Really?
He's in the hospital, I think, right?
Is
yeah.
He?
Yeah.
Number 6 is Rand Paul. Number 5, a tie between Biden and Bernie. Number 4, Andrew Cuomo. He's been very visible and with pretty good results, actually. Mitch McConnell tied with Nancy Pelosi at 3. Dr. Fauci is number 2, and Trump is number 1 on the list of people. So in a moment or two, we're going to go through some of the things, again, that may be ancillary to the stories and the people and things you may not have known, including what is the, as we get to the end of the week and think about next week, New York has been the epicenter, but that city may change. Well, New York is still going to have a problem for sure, a big problem, but now there's another problem brewing in another city, and we'll tell you about that as we continue here on this week's overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world with the DJV hosts. I'm Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life.
I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more.
When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now with our overview of the hot hits and News Talk Radio, the DJV Clan. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the epicenter of the, or at least the next one, New York City, with all, what's the number? Give us the numbers again, will you, Victoria, on
New York? Well, the numbers
are
constantly changing, but we do know this, that more than 50% of the cases in the entire country are in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, the biggest concentration,
so that's over 40,000.
Yeah.
In
the biggest
York.
Concentration is in what they call downstate. So that's the Manhattan, the five boroughs, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, the Bronx. That's where the real clusters are. And so Governor Cuomo has started shifting some of the patients who are not, who can be transported. They're going to try to offset and move some of the patients to upstate New York hospitals, which are right now not overburdened at all, but so many hospitals in the five boroughs are just in really, really bad shape in terms of supplies. There are pictures of doctors wearing hefty trash bags in place of gowns because there aren't supplies. And they're wearing masks that are supposed to be one per patient, and they're just having to use them and reuse them and re-sanitize them now. It's a mess. It really is.
Yep. And they're saying 56% of the cases are actually linked back to New York. So even the ones that are outside of New York State, New York City, that they're actually, they have links back to New York.
Yeah. All right. So what's going on in Los Angeles, the other side of the country, the other big city? There doesn't seem to be as much action in Chicago, it would seem. I haven't seen a lot of focus on Chicago as much as the other two big cities. So L.A. is spread out more. People can have their space more easily than New York. But there still are plenty of cases there, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, there are still a lot of cases.
Well, let me ask it. Let me put this spin on it. The immigration situation, which has come to pretty much a complete standstill. What about the not custody fight so much, but the giving of help to people that are in the camps?
Even the president is saying we need to know who has it and who doesn't. So it doesn't. Your immigration status does not matter if you go into a hospital to seek treatment.
Sure.
I think with something like this, everybody needs to know. Why would you send people home to die? I don't think that that's who we are. So I don't think that necessarily we can make that an issue right now. But the issue for California has been what to do with the homeless people, because the government officials here are very concerned that this is a community with over 160,000 people who are homeless in the state, probably more, because I don't believe those counts. I think
more of
difficult.
Them dying, more homeless dying.
I don't think we even know how many have.
Yeah, not we don't.
Right?
We don't know, and not at this point. I don't think anybody knows exactly, but they're worried that this is a place because they're just not clean. They're not washing their hands, and it could be a place that would really sweep through. So they're actually using hotels now. They're getting hotels that are closed down, and they're putting homeless people in those rooms, almost essentially in like a quarantine.
Who wants to go into those rooms after they reopen those?
Exactly my point. But they're trying to figure out where to put them, and that's the best option at this point.
In New York, they have all the hotels are actually a lot of hotels have opened up for first responders and nurses and doctors.
They're doing that too.
Want to sort of they have to see the patients and go back and forth from the hospital, but they don't want to take it home to their families.
Right.
And so that's a wonderful thing that a lot of hotels, the Four Seasons and Yotel, and the list goes on and on. It kind of keeps building every day, which is great. And all those hotels have opened their doors to the healthcare professionals, which is so essential right now.
All right. So New Orleans looks like it's going to be the next epicenter if you see what's going on down there. Wow.
Mardi Gras.
Yep. The celebrations. How can you be so stupid? There are a lot of poor people.
Mardi Gras was kind of around the time when this really started to look like it was.
Yeah, but they're still congregating.
Here.
You can see people going to the bars on Bourbon Street still.
Well, Bourbon Street shut down now. That's totally
Yeah, but I'm talking
down.
About earlier in the week and last week and when people should have known much better. It was still going on there. So look out if you're in Louisiana or traveling through. 28 past the hour on the overview of the News Talk Week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump invoked the Rarely Used Defense Production Act to order the Department of Health and Human Services to compel General Motors to manufacture ventilators hours after he sharply criticized the company for slow-moving production.
We are working to sign contracts immediately with the major ventilator companies in the country, including GE. General Motors will join in the fray. Within the next 100 days, we will either make or get in some form over 100,000 additional intensive units.
Fearful of infection rates spiking, health officials and lawmakers in many parts of the country have said they are in dire need of the ventilators, particularly as the United States surpassed 100,000 coronavirus cases, the most of any country in the world. Trump announced that Peter Navarro, the White House trade advisor, would be the policy coordinator overseeing the administration's enforcement of the Defense Protection Act. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 34 at the hour, continuing with another half hour overviewing the charts of Talkers Magazine. You can see all of this at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, the list of the stories that they've researched this week, and the people on the list as well. The discussion at the G20 this week, the leaders have agreed to develop a plan of action. That's the biggest economies. I wonder how, I'd love to have been, don't you wonder what people are saying in the back room, a fly on the wall in the back room, when people are talking about China and how all this started and the problems. I would think there would be a move. If it were me and I were running this group, I'd be sending a bill to the Chinese government.
Here's our invoice.
Yeah, right. This is what you've done. You've destroyed the economy in the entire world. You have been completely irresponsible, or maybe pathetically enough, you started this because you wanted to start it. But at some point, the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that it's costing the companies, the countries, the individuals, the Chinese government is responsible. So are these people holding them? I haven't heard any discussion. Nobody has stood up and said, or pointed a finger and said, you guys caused this, you pay. Has anybody heard? I haven't heard.
I think we're not at that point yet, maybe, because people are in crisis. And so there
I think people would go nuts if somebody said that. If Trump came out and said, we're going to make the Chinese government pay, people would go crazy.
Why?
Because they don't even like that he calls it the China virus.
Well, but if you're holding them responsible, why would people not like that?
Because I just know how people backlash. I know what the media response to that would be.
The media, the general news media?
In
general, you keep saying, I think it's time somebody had some courage and stood up and said, okay, you guys.
Once we get through this, I think that definitely. Well, here's the thing. The World Health Organization has not been allowed in China for how many years now? They've been banned. So we haven't had any, there have been no boots on the ground allowed in China to monitor anything. So I think the real discussion, and I would love to hand them an invoice, but I think the real discussion that might come from this is, okay, China, this is what happens when we, when you don't allow anyone from the World Health Organization on your soil.
No, this is what happens. You want to do business with the rest of the world. You want to have a big share of the economy, the economic benefit of doing business with you. Well, if you don't come clean, if you don't fess up, we're going to isolate you.
Well, they're never going to fess up.
Look at what we do with,
but
the,
but
with
what I'm saying,
the Iranians. We put all kinds
well,
of...
What have they fessed up to? Nothing. You know,
well, it's, but they still have... They've paid to a certain extent. I just think that we need... It's not necessarily an eye for an eye, but there needs to be a responsibility quotient here.
Right.
And there hasn't
and I
been
agree
any
with
talk
that.
About
I
it
do.
At all.
I agree with that. I just think realistically what we might actually see happen is the World Health Organization will have more leverage to say, look, you gave us SARS. We've had all these issues. This is now another pandemic. We're not doing business with you anymore unless we're allowed in. And I think that's similar to the Iran nuclear deal, which we're no longer in. But I think in a similar fashion, that might be realistic.
Who's going to have
that might
the
be what we
cojones
see.
To do that? Who's going
well,
to be
the
first G20. To step up? Yeah, tell the
I
Chinese.
I think the entire G20
we're
together.
We're not doing business with you. That's it. You're done.
That
we can
could be
find
what
other
they're talking about.
Business.
The G20 has been getting together for these calls
yeah.
almost, at least, if not daily, almost every day to
yeah.
figure out what to
we
do.
We can't have
so
this happen again.
Nope.
This has decimated world economies. We can't.
Awful.
We cannot allow this to happen again.
A year
and I agree
recovery.
With Jen. I'm sure this is what they're talking about with those daily calls.
Yeah. All right. The coronavirus back here at home is... transformed many of our businesses, many of our industries. The fast food industry, I didn't talk about this last week because I hadn't really had the full experience, but from a cultural point of view, I have not ever been one. If you listen to the DJV program, the stuff that I have talked about on the air over the years when it came to fast food wasn't very complimentary. And in fact, until a week ago, I'd never been in a McDonald's restaurant. Well, actually, literally, you can say I still have never been inside a McDonald's restaurant. But I ordered fish sandwiches at a couple of stops.
Oh, how was your McChum? Was it delicious?
I had lettuce, onion, and tomatoes with no tartar sauce and no cheese. It was okay, actually. And I had a couple of invisible burgers, or whatever they call them.
Invisible burgers?
Oh, I eat those all the time. I'm eating one right now.
That's what they serve on Wonder Woman's jet.
Yeah, okay, well, you know what I mean. And so that's, you know, but our lives, I guess I'm making the reference because... this is, you know, where our industries, our food, everything about our lives is changing.
Yep.
Victoria, what's the number one thing in your life that's changed as a result of this?
Well, it's actually kind of a good thing because we're cooking every night instead
yeah.
of going out to
oh,
restaurants.
Yeah. And by the
most
way, everybody who thinks it's all
out.
Bad, there have been a lot of families that are spending more time together, you know, stuff
well,
like that.
Well, there's actually a very high divorce rate right
divorce
now.
Divorce rate?
So that's not a good thing.
Right. Yeah.
Dr. Ruth
yeah.
even said, she said, look, a lot of couples, if you have a good relationship, this is a great thing, and a lot of couples are reconnecting. If you don't have a great relationship, then this is headed right to divorce court.
Yeah. So what about you, Jennifer? What...
I would say I'm cooking more at home, number one, but I think just to come up with something new and creative, my commute time has completely disappeared. Again, that's one of the silver linings of this is as I'm driving around because I'm deemed essential, apparently.
Sure.
You know, it's easy. It's easy to get
Kara,
home. And
so Kara also has to drive in to the studio in Washington. What has changed most about your life?
Not much in my commute. I mean, maybe by like 2 minutes, but it's normally not.
Yeah, because you come in at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, there's not normally not too much traffic then anyway. There are positive things that have happened, but I feel like for me, it's...
You're making sangria. That's a good thing.
I might make sangria.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my family in like a month and a half, and I haven't really gotten to see any friends. I'm talking to them more because I'm talking to them on the phone, and I've video chatted with a bunch of
friends.
I miss
my friends, too, yeah.
on one hand, it makes me even more grateful for my friends and family, but on the other hand, I really miss them. I'm very close with all of them, and it's been pretty tough I have roommates, but I'm not necessarily best friends with them, and it's been hard for me to isolate from my friends and family.
How do you live with somebody you're not really good friends with?
I mean, I'm friendly with them, but we don't sit and chat and hang out, and I don't reveal my deepest, darkest secrets. You know, when I'm stressed, I like to have someone that I really love to be able to talk to about it.
Where are your pals? You can tell us that stuff.
Okay. But you don't live with me.
She does tell Jenny.
I know, she doesn't tell me anything, but she does tell the two of you.
Because you go away during all the commercial breaks.
Okay. Speaking of going away, it appears, according to the stats here this week, looking at whether the social distancing has been effective or not, I guess I would ask the question, why are more men dying of the coronavirus than women? What is there about what men are doing that's different, less responsible, or why is it that...
I keep seeing that. The only thing that I've seen, and maybe you guys have seen something that I haven't, but I'm just reading about, you know, men take more risks, men drink and smoke more than women. Just,
they may not seek treatment as soon, too, which could be another thing.
I'm tough, I'm strong. Right.
Or it could there's a lot of things. Like, there are a lot of markers that are making a difference. A lot of people have said that this attacks people with type A blood more than those with type O. That doesn't mean everybody gets it. Doesn't mean, like, people like me that are women with type O blood are going to just get a free pass, but it's just markers of it.
By the way, and this is, we don't do the politics here of this, but I have no reason to stand up for Trump necessarily, because he can stand up for himself. But for the mayor of New Orleans to blame Trump, I can understand why the mayor of New York or the governor of New York would be PO'd at Trump, because he pulled the plug. And I don't even understand that yet, why there aren't all the things that are needed in New York being sent to New York.
Well, that was New York's choice, actually, back in 2015. They had the opportunity to buy ventilators, and they did not. California had the same problem. So
this is 2020.
They're asking for federal help because they are out of those items. That's why you're seeing the shortage in New York State. The same thing happened in California, where they took budget items and they moved it away from a public health emergency and they put it into something else. And so the federal government's response and budget of those items is different than the state's response. And everybody is kind of needs to carry their own blame. It's frustrating, and maybe they want more from the federal government.
The blame game is not appropriate now.
I agree with you. Well, I don't think so either. But what I'm saying is that there's a federal reserve of supplies, which was depleted. But there's also, and Trump says that that dates back to the Obama administration. Believe that, whatever. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah,
but
I'm tired of the politics of this. What I want to know is why governors...
What I'm getting at is that there was a depleted federal supply and a depleted local supply. So Cuomo had the opportunity to buy these ventilators, and he passed it because he wanted to put the money into other programs. Same thing with Gavin Newsom in California. And that the states are actually responsible here, too.
So you're going to let people die because you didn't like it, that they didn't do what they were supposed to 5 years ago?
But what I'm saying is...
Well, I mean, that's what kind of you're saying.
No, I'm not. I'm
not
saying
you.
A,
I'm saying that's kind of what Trump is saying. Is the
no,
you don't,
he's
you
not.
Know.
Nobody's saying that. Everybody's
well,
just
look,
saying.
He's no fan of Cuomo's, and
well,
so
but that's beyond.
Yeah, but they've been working very
now.
Well together. Yeah,
yeah.
No, I think he also
made though. Some snide comments during that town hall on Fox News, though, about Cuomo. So I don't know. We know that Trump is not
frustration.
He's not above being petty about stuff like that. Well, but I think the problem, though, is that Governor Cuomo has said, look, we're not asking to keep these ventilators. New York is ahead of the curve with a lot over a lot of other
they're
states. So he's saying,
people.
Look, the average person, I watched his press conference yesterday, which really broke it down, and I thought it was wonderful. The average person who goes into a hospital with any type of respiratory illness is on a ventilator 3 to 4 days. If you have the coronavirus, the average is 20 to 30 days people are on a ventilator. So what he's saying is we need more ventilators because people are they're on them a lot longer. And
right.
so normally we would have enough, but now when you increase the number of people and the amount of time that one person needs to be on a ventilator, that's where we're in the weeds.
You
and
know,
he's saying, if you give us the stockpile, we will then send them to other states.
But see, what I'm getting at here is the federal government has moved some ventilators into New York. I think there's going to be more. But I think everybody's frustrated right now, and everybody, no one could have prepared for what was going to happen here. And
well,
the states, found themselves with their pants down, and the federal government, to some extent, has found themselves in the same situation. So that's why I think the blame game is inappropriate.
Ridiculous waste of time. So the last question I have here is about this ad that's been run by some Democratic group that's taken shots at Trump. Who in their right mind, under the circumstances here, is going to be that political to waste that much time? We've got to get beyond the politics, folks, so this is never going to get solved. We're going to drown in our own blood here with this foolishness going on between the two parties. Nonsense. This is the time to march your way to good health by getting your weight to its optimum. The right number for you, you can figure it out. The body mass index, you can go online, figure out where you're supposed to be. But if you're not feeling well, and you need to be feeling well through all this, you need all your defenses to be working in tip-top shape. And if you're too heavy, nothing's going to work right. It's very, very, very important for you to have the best health, lose the weight, find the help at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for that spring order special and for free shipping. DJV, the code at toploss.com. On the story list this week on the countdown, there's a minor blip at number 10 on climate discussion, but I don't know if anybody's had that conversation, so I'm making the list complete. But at number 9, we get into the nitty-gritty of the virus, celebrities who have it, who've died from it. Number 8, the Defense Production Act. Number 7, the increase in scams. Amazing things that people are falling for. Please be careful. Number 6, the relationship we have with China, or China's relationship with the rest of the world, in fact. G20 summit, etc. Who's going to be held responsible for all of this? Number 5 is physical distancing. Number 4, the presidential race. Number 3, our health care system and whether it works or doesn't. Number 2, the stimulus deal. And number 1, the economy and the number of people who are filing for unemployment. That's the story list this week, courtesy of Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thank you, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara here on the overview, this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code
DJV.
Every week, Talkers Magazine comes up with a list of the stories and the people. This is the people list for the week of March 23rd, starting at number 10 with James Dyson. His company is manufacturing ways to keep the air cleaner. Good for him. Number 9, a list of celebrities that have the coronavirus. Number 8, the president of China. Number 7, president of Mexico. Number 6, Rand Paul. Number 5, Democratic candidates Biden and Bernie. Number 4, Andrew Cuomo. Interesting to see how he keeps his face in the political circle. Mitch McConnell is at 3. Dr. Fauci is number 2. And as you might expect, Donald Trump, president, is number 1. That's the list. It's really very interesting to see how it tightens up as we get to the top, doesn't it? It's pretty much, well, Fauci's new on the scene, but certainly an important face and voice. That's it, the important faces and voices, the people list. From Talkers, I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for us to go through the top five items this week in the world of technology. When I say we, for us, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here, starting at number 5, going to number 1, the online toilet paper calculator. Da 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 da.
Yeah, well, toilet paper is the hottest commodity right now in the United States. The rest of Europe and my family has contacted me. They're like, what's with the toilet paper thing? I'm like, I don't know. But people have been hoarding it, and a lot of people are unsure how long their supply will last. And so two software developers who are students in London, they created a website called howmuchtoiletpaper.com. And this will actually calculate how much toilet paper you have and how long this stash will last you. And it's free to use, and the layout is very simple. You just enter how many rolls of toilet paper you have in your stash, and how many times a day you visit the bathroom, and how many people live in your house, and it will give you the answer to how long your stash will last. So it's one of these quirky little weird websites that popped up, but a lot of people are using it, and they've had like millions of views now of this website because people are that concerned how long the toilet paper is going to last. So you can go and check it out for free. It's howmuchtoiletpaper.com.
There's meanwhile, there are restaurants. Some restaurants are when you get takeout, they are giving you the takeout plus a roll of toilet paper.
Right, which is not normally a good sign, but, you know, nowadays everything's different.
Number four, Best Buy and the way they're doing business these days.
Best Buy has seen, there are certain businesses have done very, very well during this pandemic, and Best Buy is one of them. You can, with all the Apple stores closed down, a lot of people have been buying Apple products, having Apple products repaired at Best Buy with the Geek Squad. And so Best Buy is staying open, but now they have closed the actual stores to anyone on the outside world. So essentially,
would you get
it's
your
just
iPhone, you drop it off, and then
you drop it off at the curbside. Everything is curbside, so you can plan in advance.
So there's somebody outside each of the Best Buys, and you say, "Hey, this doesn't work right." And
and they will approach your car, and they will most likely have a mask and gloves on, and at least they'll definitely have gloves. And so they will take your product, they'll take it in, repair it, you pick it up whenever it's ready. This goes the same thing with if you order new products, you just go onto the Best Buy app, buy whatever you want, and then you pick it up curbside. So the only thing that they're not doing now, if you order things like refrigerators, which a lot of people are doing, they're ordering a second refrigerator to stock up on frozen food. The only thing is they now say they will not bring it into your home. They will bring it to your front door. So make sure you have a friend around if you are ordering a large appliance from Best Buy.
Right. Number three is a new plan from T-Mobile.
Yeah, T-Mobile launched their new Connect plan early this week, they weren't supposed to launch it yet, but because of what's going on with the coronavirus, they decided to launch this plan early. It is a prepaid package, it is 2 gigs of data, and it's only $15 a month. For anyone who has been laid off, we know, you know, over 3 million people filed for unemployment this week alone, so we know a lot of people are hurting right now, and we have to stay connected. People still need a phone. They need some access to the internet, and this is a great way to do it. 2 gigs is not going to be a lot of storage and data, but $15 a month to stay connected to your friends and family is a really, really good deal. It is prepaid, so that means you don't have to, there's no contract, and you will not be billed every month. You pay for it on the front end, and then once your data is up, then the phone shuts off. But it is a really good deal, and there is video streaming available on the Connect plan. It's a lower resolution. I don't think people who are really looking for a budget plan like this are really that concerned about the resolution of streaming, but just so you are aware, it is a much lower resolution. Metro by T-Mobile is also a new plan that they've offered, a $35 a month hotspot plan, and that's 20 gigs of data, and so that's also a really great deal. In addition, Metro is offering a free 8-inch tablet for new or current customers. So lots of stuff happening with T-Mobile.
All right, we quickly mentioned CBS All Access, free one-month trial at number two.
This is a great deal. CBS All Access is giving one whole month of a free trial of their app. And if you go between now and April 23rd, sign up, use the code GIFT, G-I-F-T, and then you'll get a whole month of CBS All Access streaming.
All right, what's Verizon giving to all their mobile customers? That's number one.
Yeah, Verizon has basically automatically added 15 gigs of high-speed data to every single wireless plan. You don't need to do anything if you are a wireless customer with Verizon. You automatically have an extra 15 gigs, which is really helpful at a time where everyone's at home, homeschooling, home working, things like that. It's a great deal.
All right, and this is a great deal, too. You got a summary of what's going on in the world of technology as it applies to most of us commoners, thanks to the work of Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.